The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston at KILR Estherville and John Jensen at The Outlook. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Hi, Senator. Over the weekend, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia announced that he would vote against the Build Back Better plan, essentially killing the bill for now. I know you're an opponent of Build Back Better, so that must have been good news as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, very, very good news. First of all, there might be some programs within Build Back Better that I would like to work on in a bipartisan way, but the way they're doing it, without a Republican in the room, spending over $4 trillion to get this done, I and 49 other Republicans are taking the advice of Democratic Secretary of Treasury Larry Summers in the Clinton administration. He also was on the Council of Economic Advisors in the Obama administration, a Harvard professor of economics. He told us in January, already in 2021, we'd spent too much money that we're going to have an inflation problem. Nobody believed him in January when he said it, or April, or maybe even August, but now they believe him. We Republicans believed him throughout, and that's why we haven't supported this boondoggle. And just we got to get this inflation under control. That's why we opposed it. Next.
Senator Grassley, following up on what you just said with the inflation, what is it that Washington can and should be doing to control the runaway inflation that is affecting all Americans right now?
Well, considering Manchin's decision not to go ahead with an additional $4 trillion of spending, that's one thing. Don't make the situation worse. And Congress's fiscal policy, if that bill had passed, would have been doing just what you've heard me say, pouring gasoline on the fires of inflation. The other one is that finally the Federal Reserve, on their own, this isn't something Congress has much to do with except oversight, but Congress or the Federal Reserve System has made a decision they probably should have made 3 or 4 months ago to stop buying government debt and buying housing mortgages, and they're cutting back on that, and they're going to quit that by March, and then they're going to start raising interest rates. And these two things will help in the battle against inflation. Now, there's some things we might not have much control over, and that's the supply chain. And things of that nature, and there's not much Congress can do about that. The president is trying to get these ships unloaded sooner, but doesn't seem to be having much success at that, but some success. Okay, Estherville.
And keeping on the subject of the Build Back Better bill, I know you're opposed to it because of the cost. Were there also some policy items in there that you're against?
Yeah. I favor a child tax credit because when I was chairman of the committee, 21 years ago, we set up the first child tax credit, and then that was increased to 1,000 later on, and then in the 2017 tax bill, it was increased to 2,000, and then Democrats came along and it was increased to $3,600. So without a work requirement. So without a work requirement, the federal government's encouraging people not to work to get the child tax credit. And I would think the child's tax credit is to help people pay for child care. So you can be in the workforce. And they've done away with that work requirement, and we ought to put that back in, and that's one of the reasons that Manchin voted against the bill. Next.
Senator, yesterday the EPA announced it will tighten fuel emission standards by the 2026 model year for vehicles. What are your thoughts and or concerns about this decision?
I think it's going to create some problems, make cars less safe when they're lighter, you know, they're less safe, and things of that nature. But I think that we've had some increase in fuel mileage, dramatic increase from 25 years ago, and we ought to continue down that road, but we ought to let the manufacturers decide how to do it so we don't create a lot of employment or put a lot of manufacturing outside of this country. Back to Estoril.
Senator, it's been announced that the Omicron variant is now the dominant COVID-19 variant in the United States. How concerned are you about this new variant?
Very, very concerned. And with its transmissibility, each one of us need to be much more careful what we do. Maybe if you're in a building, wear a mask. If you're haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. I wouldn't vote for a bill to force people to be vaccinated because I think it affects their individual freedom under the Constitution. But I would still advise people. I wouldn't advise you to do it because Chuck Grassley says so. I would advise you to do it because you talk to your doctor. And then the transmissibility. Now, so it's going to spread much quicker. It might be less lethal, less hospitalization, less deaths. According to Dr. Redfield on TV, former CDC director, he said there'll probably be another version, probably be less severe than this one, but it's going to reach a point where you kind of live with it like you live with the flu. Next.
The Department of Homeland Security announced plans to close some gaps in the border wall, making adjustments to prevent some flooding and complete some prior construction of access roads. What are your concerns and, you know, how do you feel about this, you know, continuing with the border wall situation down on our southern border?
Yeah, are you talking about Texas building 1 7/10 miles of fence, just like a fence just like Trump put up? Is that your question?
It seems to be, yes.
Yeah. States shouldn't have to be doing it. Fences work. Last April, I was down there. I saw the fence that Trump was putting up. It definitely will keep people out of our country. In other words, when I say keep people out of the country, sounds like I don't want any immigrants. I want a lot of immigrants. I want them coming here legally. And a million people do every year. Every year. But we want them to come legally. And if they're coming illegally, like you see every night on television, putting this fence up is very important. But Biden ought to be finishing the Trump wall. But he isn't going to do it because they believe in open borders. And when you believe in open borders, then you got, like yesterday, they announced that we found a terrorist trying to get into our country. So the president's number one job is to protect the American people. But if you got an open border and terrorists are coming into our country, you aren't doing your number one job that you took an oath to uphold the Constitution to do. Back to Estoril.
Senator, you recently sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland about an investigation into the fertilizer industry. Can you explain why you feel that is needed?
Yeah, I haven't got an answer yet, and it'll probably be a long time before they get the investigation done. But the reason for doing it was high fertilizer prices. Is there a competitive marketplace working? And when you have one company in the country that has 80% of the market, you wonder whether or not You wonder whether or not the marketplace is working, and so that's the main reason for doing it. But another thing we can do in addition to my letter questioning the competitive marketplace would be to take tariffs off when we put tariffs on some fertilizers coming into the country. Your next is the last question.
Well, Senator, I'm going to end it with kind of a softball and tell us a little bit, what's a Grassley family Christmas like?
Well, I would say for the last 25 years, it's been here at our farm a mile southeast of New Hartford with usually four of our five children here. One child doesn't like to come back to Iowa in cold weather. We'll have six of our nine grandchildren here. We will have a few great-grandchildren. We'll have a niece. We'll have some in-laws. You know, about 30 people will gather around a long dining room table and three or four card tables because we have a very small house. And then we'll have my wife's famous apple crisps, baked beans. My son Jay makes homemade ice cream for us, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ed and John, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.